Good afternoon, everyone. Good evening. Tyrone Johnson in for just a little while. We go to the Sal Pal Football Hour at 6 o'clock. So I'm here with you for just a little while. Temple just gets stomped by Duke 56-27. Stomped. That was embarrassing. If you watched or listened to that, by all means, 610-632-0975. Outscored 35-0 in the second half. I mean, that's embarrassing. And
it's bad.
And I had to just hear from the post-game crew about the head coach. If the head coach got you 20, not without a head coach, you get 27 in the first half. Then it's the lack of head coach that gets you a goose egg in the second half. Temple lost because Duke was better. Period. That's all. A lot better. And that, no disrespect, the fact that Temple's consistently in a bowl now is a big deal. But that was just, come on. They lost because Duke was better. They wouldn't have scored 27 points in the first half. They were up 27-21. The 35-0 wasn't suddenly they realized that their coach wasn't there. But that's not all we're going to talk about, obviously. But that is obviously on the table. 610-632-0975. All right. Three big things I want to get to quickly. We're going to go to break, and then we're going to take all the phone calls all the way up to the Sal Football Hour with Anthony Gargano in for Sal. Number one, the Eagles. Big game. As big as it gets, 425. I hate 425, except it does open up brunch possibilities. So I can go to brunch now on Sunday and not have to worry about anything because all the games that matter are at 425. So if you have anything to do on Sunday, you just get it done early. I like 1 o'clock, but you know what the stakes are against Washington. They win, Vikings lose, they get in. But the new thing is a lot of people want Carson Wentz gone before Nick Foles has finished the job. Nick Foles has to win this game before we start talking about this mess of getting rid of Carson Wentz, right? He has to finish the job, right? And there's been a lot of talk about his contract. I'm already on the record. The moment, the second Carson Wentz is eligible for an extension, I give him said extension. I pay him what I need to pay him to keep him because I know the price is only going to go up, period. If I wait until Goff gets his money, I have to pay him more. If I wait till Russell Wilson gets his money, I have to pay him even more. I'm paying Carson Wentz. I'm going to shake Nick Foles' hand. I may even give him a hug on the way at the airport, but that's it. To me, it's this season, however long it goes, then it's over. But it was a lot talked about before the Temple game. That's obviously on the table. And just period, do you have full faith that Nick Foles is going to finish the job? Because it's a lot of bragging, incomplete. You got to get to the playoffs first. Got to win this game. I know they're favored. Game didn't get played yet. Game did not get played yet. So that's number one. Conversation on that, absolutely. There's still a lot of lingering anger at the Sixers. And for the first time really in this city, real anger at Ben Simmons for the first time maybe since the last time they played Boston in the playoffs. A lot of people angry at Ben Simmons and his lack of jump shot. And I'll say one thing. I do show Sixers Outsiders on NBC Sports Philadelphia. We return on January 5th. Just get a quick plug in. But after losses, a lot of people rip Embiid. And they come to me to do it, which is idiotic. It's stupid, all of you that say that. Every one of you. Stupid. Now against Boston, it changed. It was different. They couldn't blame Embiid because Embiid played really well. And you couldn't blame Butler because Butler played pretty well, especially in the second half. But you saw the issues with Ben Simmons right now. Now, I want to make one thing clear. All these hot takes about trading a guy are silly. He still does a ton of things. But you see what else he needs to do. Embiid took a jump from last year to this year. You see it. Better cardiovascular, better game, better skills. Ben has not taken the jump. He's playing better defense, but he hasn't taken the jump, and you saw it. A lot of people want him out. So I just want to know, how do you feel about the Sixers' chances right now going into the, looking ahead, projecting, because you're going to have to beat the Bucks. You're going to have to beat the Raptors. You're going to have to beat the Celtics. Forget about the West for now. The East is better than the West, so don't worry about the West. You know the teams, and they play tonight against Utah. Ben Simmons, how you feel about him? Are you one of these people that are starting to wonder if he can get it done? 610-632-0975. So I'm going to try to pack all three things, in addition to the Temple game, into this hour if we can, if you guys will cooperate. Eagles, Wentz, Foles, that isn't going anywhere. Carson Wentz, do you pay him? I think Nick Foles has to finish the job. I don't think that's unfair. Ben Simmons, are you worried about Ben Simmons? I'm not worried about Ben Simmons yet. I think Ben Simmons saw what we all saw on Christmas night. And I think he's a prideful individual, and I think he'll react. So Sixers, absolutely on the table. There was a lot of anger. I haven't been on since Christmas to really discuss this. And the third thing, it's looking, if you believe rumors, if you believe the rumors, nothing's set yet. It looks like Machado and Harper have no interest in Philadelphia. More and more, I tell you what, I haven't seen anything recently that says that they do. And I'm seeing tons of things that they don't. And I'm seeing tons of things that say they don't have any interest. Okay. I can't just let that lay. Why? Is it because of the epic collapse at the end of last season that we kind of dismissed at the time, but they were in first place that late in August? No team that had ever been in first place. No team with that record had ever finished under 500. The Phillies managed to do it. Is it that? Is it the fact that this manager, people aren't sold on him? This GM, people aren't sold on him? Or is it the city itself? I can't imagine it be the city itself. But what is it? Why are Harper and Machado not interested in this situation? So here we go. Let's see if we can juggle three things. It's not just going to be Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. Unless you want it to be Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. You have Sixers and Phillies. The bad news, are you concerned like I am? 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, 8 until 6 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Sports betting is live in New Jersey, and tonight I like the Bucks minus 14.5 versus the Knicks. Download the app I use, Play Sugar House, or visit PlaySugarHouse.com. Wherever you are, you can open the app. You see money lines, point spreads, alternate lines, and more of everything from the NFL, college football, to the NBA. And even if you're not in Jersey, you can still open the app and see all live and upcoming games. That's unlike a lot of other apps that get locked down. Plus, unlike other sports betting apps, Play Sugar House also offers 450 casino games and live dealer table games like blackjack, all in one, one-stop shop. I love it. My wife uses the app. It's the greatest. It takes just a few minutes to get up and running. You know I love it. Enter your info. Get your username. Scan your credit card to load the amount you want to play with, and bang, you're in. You know I used it when I picked the Eagles outright over the Rams. Do it now. Receive 100% match on your first deposit up to $250 by using the code 250MATCH. PlaySugarHouse.com is the premier live in-game betting option in New Jersey. Register at PlaySugarHouse.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Nick Foles-led Eagles head into Week 17 with their playoff hopes still alive. The Birds need a win in Washington and the Vikings to lose at home to the Bears to reach the playoffs. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, this is Anthony Gargano, and while some of us enjoy the Feast of the Seven Fishes, the uncles at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram celebrates with the Feast of the Annual Jeeps. That's right. The Feast of the Seven Jeep Sale. Till the end of the year, take 25% off MSRP on your favorite new Jeep. Save up to $15,000. You'll drive on the new Jeep of your choice for as low as $99 a month. Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, Wranglers, Renegades, Compasses. You'll save thousands on your favorite new Jeep just in time for the winter weather. Hurry down to family. Hurry down to the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall and end your year with huge savings during the Feast of the Seven Jeeps. I love saying that. That's the uncles, Greg and Paul. They created the Feast of the Seven Jeeps. That's it. It's their deal. Just remember at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. Yes, you're family. And the guys, the uncles, want to wish you guys happy, happy holidays from all from Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Go to FamilyAutos.com, see dealer for details.
Winners always find a way to win. They never stop till they win. I am Mark Rothenberg of the Rothenberg Law Firm. We're proud to be an official partner of the Sixers because we know they are winners and we know something about winning. Our team has been winning for injured people for over 49 years. In fact, we've won billions for them. Let our team win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or visit injurylawyer.com.
Verizon Fios TV customers, don't lose ESPN, the Fiesta, Rose, and Sugar Bowls, the College Football National Championship, the NFL Wild Card Game, and the NBA on ESPN could soon be gone. And 6ABC, Freeform, and the Disney Networks could all soon be gone from your Verizon lineup. Take action. Call Verizon now at 1-800-837-4966 and tell them you want to keep all the networks you're paying for.
Cherokee lease, 36 months, 3640 due at signing, 10,000 miles per year. Tax, tags, and destination fees additional. Includes all rebates and incentives. Offer ends 1-2-18. See dealer for full details.
Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is bringing joy to the world this month during the 2018 Big Finish event. Save up to $12,000 off every new 2018 and 2019 Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram in stock. Only at Spirit. Buy with no money down and take advantage of the best financing in the Delaware Valley, regardless of your credit. At Spirit Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, rates start at 0% with terms up to 84 months. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee, Compass, or Cherokee, your choice, for as low as $199 per month. Only at Spirit Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Do not miss the 2018 Big Finish event at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Swedesboro. Plan your visit online at SpiritChryslerDodgeJeep.com. Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we're selling excitement.
Spirit. At Conkerville Subaru, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Subaru, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, the big move sale. Conkerville Subaru will be moving to their new showroom within a month. Everything in their old showroom must be sold. No reasonable offer will be refused. As an additional incentive, buy a 2019 Outback for 0% interest for 36 months on select models, or buy an Impreza or Legacy for 0.9% interest for 48 months on select models. The Subaru Share the Love event is going on now. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details. Special financing and event end January 2nd, 2019. Visit 202Subaru.com for inventory. That's 202Subaru.com. Conkerville cares.
Entertaining, informative, fun. 97.5, The Fanatic.
529, Tyrone Johnson here until 6. Southpaw Football Hour with Mike, with Anthony Gargano. 5 o'clock hour is brought to you by Goddard Door Window. Goddard's big winter sale has been extended through January. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GOTTER or visit goguida.com. All right, we're going to get right to the phones. You heard the three things that are on the table. I want to hear from you. 610-632-0975. Tom and Ben Salem, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Tom?
Hey, listen, let me get this out. I'm going to get my train of thought out. Let me know if it's feasible, possible.
Right.
You get Lori, Roseman, Wentz, and Foles in a room. You get Foles, Wentz to take a Brady back-end contract. You pay Foles. Hold on. The only reason I'm saying this is...
It's already impossible.
Wentz's age,
Wentz is taking top dollar. Also, Foles isn't getting a discount. This notion, please understand, Foles is going to get starting money.
That.
So either way, in your scenario, you'll be playing that quarterback room a minimum of $45 million per year.
But the only reason I'm saying that is in today's NFL, if you don't have a very capable backup, your season's shot.
Yeah. So you have to go find a cheap backup.
Okay. That's cool. Simmons, I'm watching the game the other night. The guy's off him by 10 feet, and he doesn't shoot the jumper. So they're crowding in the box. I don't get that. And the Phillies, Gabe Kaplan. That's the whole reason that he's coming here.
I think it's because of Gabe.
Bye. Take care. Have a great holiday. New Year.
All right, you too. Now, listen, I'm not trying to rush people off the phone in cold water. Stop with this discount thing. Carson Wentz's contract's going to start with Matt Ryan money. Nick Foles wants starter money, his agent. You remember, this is not a man who's as humble about money as you think. He demanded a raise to come back. He made $13 million this year as a backup. So this notion that Nick Foles is going to be a $5 million player or take $8 million to be the backup, no, 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 no. His number is going to be north of 20. Sam Bradford got north of 20. Foles is getting north of 20 per year. Period. Period. There's not going to be any of this, oh, well, Foles will take a discount because he's a good guy. He wasn't even a good guy this year about money. He wasn't coming back. He got a raise. $13 million this year. Not going to happen. Matt in Northern Liberties, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
First off, there shouldn't even be a conversation between Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. It's irrelevant. Nick Foles is a backup. He's doing great. Whatever he does on top of, you know, in terms of winning, that's just gravy on top of it. You should worry about Carson Wentz. And if he performs the same way he did this year, next year, then I wouldn't re-sign him. He's not able to get out of the pocket and scramble and do the things that he did last year. He's very unclutch. He can't drive his team down the field in a game-winning
game. So you decided he's unclutch based on how many games?
Like three for 11 in game-winning drive situations, and one of those wins is on a 62-yard or 61-yard field goal. His kicker kicked against the Giants. You're going to sit there and tell me you think he's clutch?
I do.
You think he's clutch?
I do.
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow, I honestly don't know what to say.
Well, here's the thing. I actually watch football. I watch football. So, like the Dallas game, when he had struggled, you know, this last game before it was revealed that he had a broken back that you seem to have left out very conveniently.
Did he have a broken back against the Carolina Panthers? Did he have a broken back against the Tennessee Titans?
Yes.
Bob, you don't even know.
What do you mean? They said it happened in October. Yes, I do know. You name games from October. The Carolina game was October 21st. He did have it. He was on an injury report that week. You can't just make a speech. Stop talking. You can't just make a speech. Listen, you can't just make a... How many times do I have to say it? You can't just make a speech. All right. How many times did I give him a chance to not just make a speech? Yes, he did. Now, with him being terrible this season, I just want to be clear. 69.6% of his passes. 69.6% of his passes. 21 touchdowns. 7 picks. With him, with a broken back, unless you think the broken back's fake, which is you're allowed to think, but then don't call me. Because why would we discuss something if you don't think the truth is the truth? If you're not able to handle truth, don't call. We have to work off the same facts. The facts are he has a fracture in his back. That's a fact. That's not an opinion. We have to work backwards from the facts.
So get your facts straight.
That's right. Now, I was bringing up the Dallas game in which he got touchdowns to tie the game twice in the fourth quarter in that game. Then the defense, he never touched the ball in overtime. To me, that's a clutch performance. To you, it may not be. But then don't call me and talk about how Nick Foles left the field with the lead in the Packers playoff game if the defense doesn't play a role in how clutch a quarterback is. Because in Dallas, the last two times he touched the ball, with the season on the line, he drove the team down and got touchdowns both drives. That, to me, is clutch. If it's not clutch to you, that's fine. But to me, that's clutch. Period. But we can't just have people calling in making speeches because that's not how it works. Then I have to get rid of you. And I don't want to have to get rid of you. Although I don't regret getting rid of him, because he's not very bright. Corey, in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Corey?
Hi, Ty. How are you?
How are you?
I'm all right. I wanted to talk about the Sixers Christmas Day game.
Yes. Struggle.
Well, I have three quick points. The first one is Brett Brown. I mean, I respect Brett Brown. He I think he's one of the biggest pieces in where we are now, and that, you know, Hinkie got the pieces, but he's the one who glued them together and developed them into what they are now. But my God, he can't coach in big games. The last possession of the game where we could have won it, we have Embiid, who's been dominating in the post-ball game. He either gets fouled or he makes Al Horford look silly the whole game. He doesn't give it to him. Jimmy Butler's won two games by himself. Didn't need screens or anything. Does not give it to Jimmy Butler. He gives it to JJ, which he was our guy last year to hit game-winning shots. But that whole game, he was hot and cold. You can tell if JJ...
No. Tied like that, the game, it should have went to Jimmy 1, Embiid 2, JJ 3. Coach got it wrong there. Absolutely right. Coach got it wrong there.
Exactly.
No question.
And I just... How many times is he going to have to make these crucial mistakes in big games if we want to be...
Problem is, they didn't lose the game because of that. They lost the game because Ben Simmons wasn't good enough. And right, because Muscala was 1-for-8 on open threes.
Right.
Like,
right.
That's why they lost. He can't play for them. And the bench in the first half went scoreless, which made Jimmy and JJ tired in the second half because they couldn't come out of the game enough. I understand that he's not perfect, but there were other factors in why they lost. They didn't lose that mainly. If Ben Simmons could shoot, they win that game. Now, I'm not trading Ben Simmons, but it's not Brett Brown's fault that Ben Simmons can't shoot.
Right. And Ben Simmons, he's 21. He's going to be able to develop into the player that, you know, he's already has these talents that a lot of players don't have.
I agree.
And he'll eventually pick up that skill. But what troubles me with him is he's a little deer in the headlights in big games.
That's not what it is. Basketball is basketball. And obviously when you get to a new spot, a new big moment, you might get a little bit of that. What happens to Ben Simmons is not him getting, deer in the headlights. It's that Ben Simmons against good teams recognizes and they make him mortal with his game. So it's not that he's afraid. It's that he's not shooting jump shots. He doesn't think he can make them. That 22-footer was his longest shot he made all season with the shot clock running down. You saw it. They take away what he's good at. It's not fear. It's he's not good enough yet. And note that I said yet. I think it would be foolish, and I see it being written, to decide, well, they don't fit. What I will say is right now, Embiid has to make a lot of sacrifices because of Ben's deficiency in his game. And when he says things after the game, he might be talking to Ben Simmons. Might be. I don't know. That's what I say. He's not good enough yet. As a point guard, regardless of his size and everything else, to run this roster because of his lack of shooting. I'll say that. It's not because he's scared. Because he's not good enough yet. Like, Muscala wasn't 1-for-8 because he was scared. He was 1-for-8 from 3, all open, by the way, because he's not good enough to make that shot consistently. Don't think that it's fear. Very rarely are professional athletes actually scared to play the game of basketball. They're not scared. It's not fear. What it is they cut him off. For a straight, he likes to drive. They cut him off. They put a center on him. They sag off of him. They execute what every team knows. And it's now up to him to develop his game to beat it. But it's not his brain. It's his game. His brain is fine. His game is not fine yet. 610-632-0975. If you're on hold, I will get to you. Tyrone Johnson here until 6 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missanelli
on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick Foles recorded a franchise record 471 passing yards this past Sunday versus the Texans. That is second most by an NFL QB this season. Can Foles take the birds into Washington on Sunday and win his third straight and a potential playoff berth? We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you're looking for that wow gift, you'll find it at the tri-state area's fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer, TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the Big Finish event, save not 10, not 20, but up to 30% off MSRP. Choose from a huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. The general manager, Ron Fina, had me test drive a new Cherokee, and I loved it so much. It had the cool tech I wanted and the legendary 4x4 performance I need for winter. Get amazing deals on your wow gift during the Big Finish event at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey, and tell Natalie from the Fanatics sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends December 31st, 2018.
Men, there's a new revolutionary treatment for erectile dysfunction. And the best part? Absolutely no medication involved. If you're about to buy Viagra or Cialis at your local pharmacy, stop. You do not have to. Forge Medical Group's board-certified medical director and team is offering the newest safe wave therapy technology that can restore your love life without the use of pills. No injections, no surgery. Yes, you heard this right. Wave therapy is a powerful ED solution that uses scientifically advanced low acoustic waves to restore you to your prior self. The majority of men have reported positive results and improved sexual performance. Imagine never worrying if you can perform again, but just being the man you once were. Forge Medical Group is working with men to put them back in the game. Now it's your turn. Their guarantee to you, there is absolutely no pill and no injection. This is a completely new ED treatment. Appointments fill fast. Call now, 610-632-8181. That's 610-632-8181. Call 610-632-8181.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I tell people I have plans, when really I'm going to mindlessly scroll through my social feed until my battery runs out.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I talk to my dog. Like, I have long, drawn-out conversations with him. And I think he understands me.
Again, not really need it. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I'm okay with the 5-second rule. The 90-second rule works too.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Bob Cratchit, get in here.
Yes, Mr. Scrooge.
Cratchit, I just saw the paperwork on the new Kia I asked you to get me from Gateway Kia. It says I saved $6,000. Is this true?
Yes, sir.
Just for that, Cratchit, I'm going to...
Oh, no. Raise your salary. Happy holidays, dear boy.
This holiday season, Gateway Kia will double your down payment up to $6,000 or give you up to $6,000 over book value for your trade. Or sign and drive a new 2019 Kia Forte, just $169 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it sign. Or a new 2019 Kia Sportage, only $199 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it signing. We'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and on Route 309 in Quakertown. Or log on to shopgatewaykia.com. Light up the holiday sales event.
Lease is a 36-month zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year. Lease and tax title, DMV discount, lease only, trade gals value, credit approval expires 12/31/18.
Find out where the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz and Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 1/31/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
Philly's official Flyers station, 97.5. The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. Tyrone Johnson in for another few minutes before the SoPal Football Hour with Anthony at Mifflin Tavern. Join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Givens, and Bob Cooney this Sunday starting at 1 for the Fanatic pregame show live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatics, Andrew Salchunas, on Fishtown Hops. Huge 10x10 big screen, Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets, and plenty of free parking. Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. Let's get back to the phones. I'm trying to balance all three quickly. Eagles, Sixers, and I got some concerns about the Phillies now. Tim in Bethlehem, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello, Tyrone. It's good to talk to you.
What's going on, Tim?
Hey, Tyrone, I think the only thing I was just disappointed with Ben Simmons is that in the offseason, you know, he didn't better himself. You know, he's a great player, but he knew what his weakness was, and he just didn't better himself. And I think that's the great disappointment.
He bettered his defense. He bettered his post play. He didn't better himself in the way that would have most helped the team for this year. And you have a right to be frustrated about it. And it shows against the really good teams. But that doesn't mean that I'm ready to trade him. That's what I'm saying.
No. He's too good. I mean, he's too talented. And you know what? I think guys like Michael Jordan, even LeBron James, they got better shooting, you know, as time went on.
Yeah, now he's starting from a worse point than them. But he'll get there. He doesn't need to be great. He just has to get good enough. And it really... His game, as is Hurts and Bede,
yes,
because of spacing. And that's the part that's frustrating about it is his flaw directly affects their best player, and that's what's frustrating. But I think people are jumping the gun to, oh, they don't fit together, blah, blah, blah. There's more than one way to play basketball. He'll improve. We might all be a little bit greedy because we want to win now, and that's natural. But I just think trading him before his second season's even over, to me, is just... crazy talk, and that's what happened right after the game, and I just want to address it.
Yeah, I agree, Tyrone, and I just think they need to get the other parts to help them. They need to get more tougher guys and better shooters. And
they you know, the roster is flawed, and the bench isn't good enough, but if Ben makes shots, they win that game. Aaron in Norristown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tyrone, how you doing today?
What's going on, Aaron?
Not much, so I wanted to talk about how I would handle the wedding situation. First of all, obviously you can't afford both quarterbacks unless it was, you know, falls on take a discount. But this talk about having to re-sign Wentz after December 31st is something that I would not do. I would go to Carson because he's actually under Eagles control right now without being re-signed until 2022. He's right now with his roster bonus. He's a cap hit of like $8.9 million next year.
Uh-huh.
I would go to him and say, because his salary is $7.20, it's a roster bonus.
Yeah, like what would you say to him?
This is exactly what I'd say to him. We're letting Foles go. Sunfall's our backup. You're our guy. We cannot. And I want to know why anybody would say they could, including you, believe that he is going to be 100% healthy next year. We will pay you what you're going to get paid, but we need you to get through the season.
You're paying him now $10 million more annually. You do recognize that, right?
Where do you get that? You tell me how you say that.
Okay, right now, $30 million is the number right now. Matt Ryan number.
Why is that going to go up?
Because Jared Goff's about to get more this offseason. The Rams are set to pay.
And Russell Wayne's going to get $34 million a year. So here's what I would do.
No, you made those numbers up. No. You don't know how high it's going to be. You just know it's going to be more. It's going to be more.
$10 more million a year. Where did you get that number from?
How much does Aaron Rodgers make?
Right now, Aaron Rodgers makes $29 million a year.
No, he doesn't. It's more than that. See? Right there. All right. Chris in Miami, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Oh. Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good, Tyrone. Hey, nice talking to you, man. Big fan. You're the Outsiders, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Hey, man, when you think the front office is going to wake up and realize that Ray Brown ain't the man, yo? Like, I'm getting tired of the Sixers hyping me up, and every time a big game comes through, the Celtics or Toronto, we just get our butts kicked, man.
Those teams are better.
You're right. They are better, but I feel like with a better coach, we would at least have a 500 record against them. If you see the record,
it's not the coach. Look, is it the coach's fault that Muscala went 1-for-8 from 3 in a game that was tied at the end of regulation? Is that Brett Brown's fault?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. What was that?
Mike Muscala was 1-for-8 from three. All 8 of them were open. Is it right, the coach's right. fault that he missed 7 wide open three-pointers in a game that was tied at the end of regulation?
No, it's definitely not his fault.
But is it the coach's fault that Ben Simmons has not developed enough yet to make jump shots?
No, but can I get a point in real quick? Now you brought on Ben Simmons.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Ben Simmons would do this, what he's doing right now, with Pop, man. I think that
what do you mean?
Not respectful, like not taking threes. How's Amir Johnson going to be taking threes and TJ? Even Markel with a messed up shoulder taking threes and Ben can't even shoot a three?
That's because of Ben. He can't physically make a guy shoot.
Nah, but come on, man. It's the pros. And I just think that the other players, like, I don't know, man. I think that if another coach would be, like, to me, I think Jay Wright would be the perfect coach, man. I think that a coach that's an actual, you know, I don't know, can take control of that locker room would tell Ben Simmons, hey, listen, man, the only way we can beat these good teams is if you're a threat from perimeter.
You think that you don't think that Brett Brown has said that to Ben Simmons?
I don't, man. Because if he does,
you
if
don't think. Come
that,
on. So you really think that Brett Brown doesn't say to Ben Simmons that you have to develop a jump shot? You think that you see it and we all see it, but Brett Brown's an idiot and just doesn't see it. You really think that?
No, I'm not saying that, but I think he's scared. Because I think that Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, like, pretty much, like, do whatever they want to do, man, to be honest with you.
See what I mean? This is made out of nothing. Now we're talking rubbish. This is out of nothing. That is rubbish. There's no indication that they do whatever they want to do. They don't get in trouble, neither one of them. They both are great players. Embiid a little bit greater right now. Embiid's also been with the organization longer. Ben Simmons, I still believe, is a transcendent player. So just so we can get some facts straight. Okay. And then everybody get out a calculator. I'm going to address that last caller who didn't like math. Aaron Rodgers' contract has a whole bunch of mess in it. But it's $134 million for 4 years. To cut him, it would cost them, right now, it would cost them $80 million. Then $59 million, $34 million, $20. So it's really a contract you can't get out from under. It averages $33.5 per year. That's the highest paid quarterback, and he's 34 years of age. Goff is going to get a raise this offseason. He's going to end up being the highest paid quarterback. Either him or Russell Wilson are going to be the highest paid quarterbacks in the league. They're going to want what? More than $33.5 million. So if you wait on Carson Wentz and that's your choice, don't think it's not going to cost you more when the time comes around. Because it will. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. If you pay him now, it will cost you less than if you pay him later. This shouldn't be difficult, but apparently it is. But just so you know, player contracts go up. And it's not always about who's the best. In fact, it's rarely about who's the best. It's about who's the best at the moment that they can cash in. And if that's the case, if you wait a year with a bad QB class with this upcoming draft, and Carson Wentz has the same year he had this year, only 16 healthy games, and he throws for, he was getting 300 a game, ever so, and throws for 4,800 yards, because that's the pace he was on this season. I know everybody thinks he stunk. He's 300 yards a game. Times that by 16. Carson throws for 4,800 yards next year. Even if he quote-unquote stinks and 70% of his passes, he's going to make a lot of money, a lot more than right now. That's my time. Up next, the Football Hour with Anthony at Mifflin Tower Tavern. Thank you, Dylan, for producing. That's my time. Your name is Dylan. Here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I'll talk to you tomorrow with Mike.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.